In a wooden trailer behind the Thomas Benton Elementary School, teacher Denise Lasley guides 10-year-old Ashley Casquio on how to put a sentence together using an iPad.
Keep trying.
Try again.
A colorful picture of a couple riding their horses appear on the screen. Ashley needs to construct a sentence describing the picture using a menu with different word options. She slides her finger across the screen to choose the correct pronoun and pushes the big green button at the bottom of the screen.
Okay.
It's easy. Even a kid can do it. Not sentence structure, but using a tablet computer. Ashley is using one of 50 iPads that Benton Elementary bought at the beginning of the school year. These tablets were introduced into classrooms after its curriculum was revised to focus more on science, engineering, mathematics, and of course, technology, which are referred to as STEM fields.
Well, ask him. Okay. She wants to know if she can say what she uses an iPad for at Benton.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Go ahead.
We use iPads for kids so they can learn.
Right. Very good. Very good.
And it's engaging. Maybe too engaging, as Lasley has to keep the iPad out of Ashley's reach. She wants to start the next game. Benton is not the only school using tablet computers. Blue Ridge, Russell, and Ridgeway Elementary have also begun using them in their classrooms as well. Lasley says with more tablet computers being introduced into the home and the workplace, teachers and students are excited about the possibilities.
It motivates the kids. Because they get that instant reinforcement to see, yeah, I got that right, or no, I didn't, or I need to work on this.
And at Benton Elementary, their iPads are already being used in a variety of settings.
Every day they have a different special. It's either music.
I had art today.
Thank you. Music, art, PE, counseling, or media center.
And check out library.
Yeah.
The real test for tablet computers in Benton Elementary will be whether it can improve scores in math and communication arts. For the past 3 years, Benton Elementary has not met the communication requirements under No Child Left Behind. They met the math requirement for 2011 before revising their curriculum, but the bar is being set higher every year. And there is another challenge to introducing any new technology in schools.
You want to have iPad stationed in every classroom. Mm-hmm. What are challenges to that?
Money. Money's the biggest challenge.
Troy Hogg is the principal of Benton Elementary.
But I'm also very excited because there are a large number of grants that are available, especially for promoting STEM education.
By revising their curriculum, Benton Elementary School will be able to receive a wider variety of grants. But according to Leslie Trogdon, Director of School Improvement for Columbia, there are a limited number of grants designed to introduce tablet computers to schools. Blue Ridge, Russell, and Ridgeway Elementary bought their iPads using either building or parent-teacher association funds. Principal Hogg says the use of tablets could also inspire students to pursue future careers in technology.
One thing about Benton is that we do have a large number of students who live in poverty, which means they don't necessarily have all of the technology at home. And so for us to put an iPad in the hand of a kid who may not have that experience otherwise, really, you know, it evens the playing field a little bit. When they get to middle school, when they get to high school, and they're using some more of that technology, they're going to have that experience already.
He says it is difficult to know how effective tablet technology is in Benton Elementary's classrooms. One measure of success would be the Missouri Assessment Program, which tests for math and communications in April. A study is also being conducted by the Missouri College of Education to determine the effectiveness of iPads in the first grade.
Okay, very good. Now, Ashley.
Another afternoon ends at Benton Elementary. And students like Ashley Casquio can't stop talking about iPads. She'll get another crack at it soon, though, when she gets to class tomorrow. Li Jianchong, KBIA News.